na 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 na. Hey hey hey, goodbye. Na 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 na. Hey hey hey, goodbye. I'm not a black pack, but I would take nuts in my ass after I give head to a fifth grade retard that comes into my mouth.
You don't like the ACAC thing, right?
Thank God for his theme song.
Yeah, that kind of helps, doesn't it? Kind of pulls everything together. Before I hang up on you, any other surgery anniversaries coming up? Let's try that again.
All right. By the way, bye for now.
Wow.
Hey, ever since I've been on the show being a neck about you make my penis sore. You make my cock shitty. Wild thing. Wild thing. Fuck my asshole. You are nothing but a worthless sack of shit. So come on and push your cock in my asshole. I love Steve Langford's long penis. Wild thing.
You were saying
someone.
Good morning, big boy. This is the first of probably several segments we're going to do on my favorite Whack Packer, but don't call him Whack Packer, Eric the Actor. Many people have had debates about who the best Whack Packer was, and I hate subjective debates. The same thing is, who's the best president? There's no real way to score it. So if you ask Eric if he was a Whack Packer, his answer would definitely be no. I do have a nerdy knowledge of Eric the Actor that I will share with everyone throughout the course of this next 3 or 4 podcasts. As we're doing test podcasts for a company that wants us to keep continuing doing the podcast. We did lose a sponsor. Motel 6 is out. They somehow got word about us claiming it wasn't a great hotel, motel, whatever the hell it is. So fuck Motel 6. They're gone. And their stupid advertisements. Why? I just thought the advertisement was shitty. I really have never stayed at a Motel 6 that I can recall. And I recommend that we don't stay there as well. I mean, we got to stick together in this fight. I mean, Eric is putting up a huge, huge resistance against his replacement. And I know this isn't the time and place to speak about Eric, but we can talk a little bit about it because Eric has called the manager of Beetlejuice and demanded that we don't do the show with him. And also he said that he's calling Jeff the Drunk, who's really our biggest prospect, aside from a mystery prospect that I don't want to give away, but it does have to do with medication. So Eric is, and we can't tell Eric these things because if we tell him, because he's talking to Kitty, I haven't spoken to Eric in 3 days. And I was listening back to some of the Eric the Midget shows, Eric the Actor shows, and the same pattern arises, surprise, surprise, where you have someone who quits the show, then comes back. And the exact notion we talked about earlier when those girls say never call me again, they're really saying call me again. When they say I never want to speak to you again, they want to speak to you again. Because when someone doesn't want to speak to you again, they just don't speak to you. And there's a lot of attention getting going on at that level mentality, and we do it at any level of mentality. I guess we've all been there at some point. We've all made a fool of ourselves at some point, whether it be with a girl or a guy. And the pattern seems to have repeated with Eric the Actor, with our big boy. So this show's not about the big boy. It's supposed to be about Eric the Actor. Right now, we only have one or two sponsors left because we did lose Motel 6. And if you want to call in and you want to play Stump the Guinea, that's cool. You think you know more about Eric Sean Lintz than I do? Then let's hear it. Call in and see what you got. Maybe you'll win a prize. We got some of Eric's stuff to give away. We are giving away Eric's money. Hopefully on the 15th, we'll be able to confirm exactly how much money Eric will be losing. And then the only stipulation is when you get the check, you have to take a picture with the big check just to let Eric know how much money he is losing. Eric Sean Lynch was born on March 11th, 1975. So already once referenced Eric's family remembering his birthday as their 311 as opposed to their 911. Artie was one of the catalysts behind angering Eric, something that we've all done with relation to our big boy. So there's a lot of similarities between the two. Obviously, both were on disability, both had limited IQ, although I'm certain that Eric the Actor had a greater IQ, much greater than High Pitch. Although I can't really confirm one or the other, but apparently Eric the Actor's IQ was around 90, and that was on a test that had physical action. So I believe he was a little bit higher than that. When Eric was born, he was diagnosed with a disorder called Ehlers-Danlos. And sometimes I have nightmares that I won't remember that. For some reason, I would be in some competition about Eric the Actor, as if that can never fucking happen. And Ehlers-Danlos, and that comes up a lot because when you first start listening to the show, you hear Howard saying, what the fuck is that? Ehlers-Danlos. And I had to go look it up. And apparently it's very, very rare, and there's different forms of it. So if you remember that bug-eyed cameraman that would come into the studio, I forgot his name offhand, he had a form of it too. But Eric had one of the most rare forms of Ehlers-Danlos. Ehlers, E-H-L-E-R-S, and Danlos, the hyphenated name. I'm not sure if it's one person or two, but they call it Ehlers-Danlos. I actually, throughout the course of the past few years, would just keep a running diary, if you will, but it's really just a Word document of Eric the Actor facts. So with Eric, I would just jot down random things because I don't know why. I have no fucking clue why. But I do know this, there is a huge underground following of Eric the Actor. And it's not so underground. There's many famous entertainers and otherwise who are actually real authentic fans of Eric the Actor to this day. So I did put up I linked from a lot of videos from one of our fans in the chat room, FX Sports or FX NYC Sports, something like that. I'll put the link up. But that channel's got all the old video and audio of Eric the Actor. It's a good source. And for me, for a while, I couldn't even go to sleep without listening to a mixtape of Eric the Actor. And I like to mix it up, and I like to hear a lot of the old segments as well. Eric, throughout the course of his existence on the show, would sometimes give his height and weight, and he actually lied about his height. He would say that he's 3'5", 3'6". It was confirmed that he was actually 3 feet. He weighed 85 pounds. And this is all the information that I know. I mean, I know where he went to school. He went to John Sweat High School. He claimed to have graduated 12 of 92 people for the class of 1994. I don't believe that Eric graduated 12th in his class at John Sweat High School, but I did look it up. There was someone famous that went to that school as well. He would always reference it. Someone in a band, like in 2000s type of band. But either way, with Eric the actor, there was times where it just felt it was similar to Big Boy, where he would love you, then hate you, then not talk to you, then swear he'll never talk to you again. That would last for a few days, and then he'd come back. And I'll try to get to some of these calls today, but go ahead and call in if you think you know more than me about Eric the actor. I won't look up the answer on the internet. Just ask me a question if you want to test my knowledge. 657-383-0100. Get and see if you can stump the guinea. And I don't know if you can, because I don't believe that there's anyone that knows more about Eric the actor than me. In fact, I even know the guy who called up. His name was Javier. Javier called up on Eric the actor's 10-year anniversary, and they had a trivia contest, and I would have got all the questions right. Sal fucked up one of the questions relating to Eric, and the contest was a bust, but Javier from Puerto Rico, actually an attorney from Puerto Rico, claimed to have known the most about Eric the actor. Clearly doesn't. I do. I definitely know more than him. The information that I'm speaking about now is definitely from my notations, but I do like to know a lot about people, really diving deep into who they are. So I jotted down, these are all documented facts. It's not speculation. His favorite movie was Be Cool. And in fact, I went back and watched the movie. It was okay. His favorite food, pizza and bacon. Now, it was a weird thing because initially he had said that pizza was his favorite food, but on the tribute show, on the day where Howard announced that Eric died, they had Wolfie. I never knew Wolfie was doing an exclusive and said that bacon was the actor's favorite food. 419, go ahead. Do you think you could stump the guinea?
Hey, Vinny, what's up? It's Clay. What's up, man? I don't know, man. You know a lot of stuff. I'm a huge Eric the Actor fan, too, though, myself. He's my favorite Whack Packer.
Well, he's definitely not a Whack Packer. See, the thing is, if you really love Eric, I won't use the M word around anyone. I think that's the most vile word just because I'm a huge fan of Eric. So I don't say Eric the – yeah, I just say Eric the actor. Because, I mean, he really was an actor. And the next shows we're going to go through is his acting career. And the team's putting together the entire reel. It's going to take a little bit of time, but I want to get all of the audio and video up from all of his acting. And anyone that knows Eric, you can go through. Go ahead. Can you tell me the list in order of his four mainstream acting shows?
Let's see. American Dreams.
That's right. That's the first one he was ever on. And with that one, he called in, and I can't get this audio. I'm going to look for it. But he calls in and actually asks Dick Clark straight away on the air live if he can be on the show. And eventually, about a week or two later, a producer calls in from American Dream. Is American Dream American Dreams with an S plural? I have plural, but I never really looked that up. But I see this is a shit that I would worry about. I was so infatuated with this guy. So American Dreams, and then he eventually got on. It was a bit role. And then the next was In Plain Sight.
Or was it
Fringe?
It was Fringe, I believe.
Fringe, right. Because with regard to the negotiation for In Plain Sight, Eric was citing his Fringe compensation because he was getting double scales. Johnny was negotiating for him. And that was a funny aspect, too. So it went American Dreams, Fringe, and Fringe is, I've never watched the show, but Eric was actually in a real role made for him. The other ones, they just stuck him in there. In Plain Sight was a little bit larger role, but it was friends of the show, and then Legit, which it wasn't that great, but I mean, I still love it. So we got four TV appearances for a guy who's 3 foot, 85 pounds, and probably a lot of times we reflect on our own weaknesses and look at ourselves and say we're not that great enough. Well, I'm going to go through a list of things that Eric has done in his life, and I appreciate the call. Colin, if you want to stump the guinea, that wasn't a question. Next time, come with a question. But I'm going to go through a list of things where Eric has been able to accomplish in his short life, no pun intended, that most of us will never do, including giving business advice to the future president of the United States. I mean, Eric did it. And there's a time where you may think, oh, I'm not tall enough, I'm not good looking enough, I'm not white enough, and all these negative things that you may think of. Eric looked past all of that, and lest anyone forget.
This is the Howard Stern Show.
Four is the best we've ever done. It's even better than one.
Hold on 1 second. I need to talk to you. Yes, Eric the Midget. Eric?
Yes, Eric.
What is it, Eric? This is Eric the Midget.
I just wanted to talk to Mr. Trump because I am interested in getting into the hotel business, and I have some ideas.
I'll allow you 3 seconds with Mr. Trump.
He should be on The Apprentice.
Is Eric running?
Yeah. Maybe we should put Eric on The Apprentice. He'd be perfect.
Eric, listen to me. There's no time for nonsense. Give Mr. Trump your two best ideas.
Give me a hard pitch, Eric.
Okay. The top idea I have is a hotel called the Elf Sports Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. What this hotel would be able to do if it got built would be to house not only professional sports teams from all the different types of sports.
What about an elf hotel where it's filled with elves?
Why are the sports teams all coming to Las Vegas to stay in a hotel?
Right.
No, I mean, they'd be able to play their home games there. You
what?
Know, they,
what?
But
all right, listen, Eric, I will forward a letter to Mr. Trump that you write. Maybe you could do the pitch that way.
Okay.
Eric, thank you, though. That's a brilliant idea.
What do you think of that, a sports hotel?
For the sports teams to play their home games in.
Right. Well, it's sort of a complicated idea. I'm trying to figure out how many home games do we need in Las Vegas.
Right? Why don't you
tell
him?
The sports franchises are trying to stay out of Las Vegas, not in Las Vegas.
Why don't you tell him he's fired?
Eric?
How about?
Are you there, Eric?
Yes.
Eric, you're fired. Get the hell out of here. We're only kidding, Eric. You're not fired.
All right, Eric, give me it in a letter and I'll send it to Mr.
Trump.
You
need a job to get fired, Eric.
Right. Hold on, Eric.
Yeah, kiss.
Let Eric write that in a letter. All right, listen. Good luck with the premiere.
Listening back, it's hard to even hear Howard. They're all kissing up to Donald at that point, Mr. Trump and now our president. The tone has changed, and everyone feels that they can immediately flip. And we talked about that last. I'm not going to get into more politics here. Maybe we will, you big fucking pussy. Yeah, I don't want to talk about politics. Get over it. Sometimes you have to. So with that call, the weird thing about the market where – not sure if Eric was looking real into the future, but he was dead on right. Vegas now has its own professional sports team. And get this, on Monday, for all you sports bettors there, New Jersey had protested a law that prohibited it from offering sports wagering. It went all the way up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court held oral argument on the law that's prohibiting New Jersey from doing so on Monday. And it appears that the United States will have legalized sports betting outside of the few states that currently allow it now. And New Jersey actually has a sports book ready and waiting to go in Monmouth, New Jersey, and they're going to open them up across all of their casinos. There's a weird law that's prohibiting most of the states from offering sports wagering, but it does allow for a few that were grandfathered in to offer it. And it's more complex than that, but it looks like the Supreme Court is going to overturn it. And the weird thing is the people that were protesting that gambling law were the sports leagues, as if the leagues are not built upon gambling. Pretty much a league would not exist unless people can bet on it. That's something you can bet on, that a league will never exist unless you can wager on it. The weird thing is with the advent of fantasy sports betting, with daily fantasy sports betting, the leagues have ownership in these betting pools operations. So it's a weird thing to say that you're anti-gambling, yet you own sports operations that you gamble on the performance of individual athletes. So there's a weird law that's prohibiting it. New Jersey challenged it all the way up to the Supreme Court. A big boy, probably our second favorite big boy if you're into sports betting, is Krispy Kreme Christie. He's out there fighting, and this is his last hurrah, so to speak. And we'll see what the Supreme Court decides. In Donald Trump's book, he obviously owned casinos before. His theme was that he was not anti-gambling, and he believes that people can bet if they want to. And obviously he owns casinos. He was licensed, and he got his license approved. That's hard to do. He did. So if you're into sports betting or betting on daily fantasy sports, the individual athletes, you have a good sign to come in the future. So back to Eric. He had recommended a sports hotel. Trump was giving him a real answer. He's trying to think of how many games can be played there, which probably would be the downfall of Eric's hotel. But he was more restrictive of the fact that, for whatever reason, Vegas did not want to allow any type of professional team, even though we're wagering on that team there, and it's ridiculous. You can go to the stadium and wager on the game from your phone. When I was at the Atlantis, there was a basketball tournament, the Battle of Atlantis. College kids were playing down there. And Atlantis has one of the few sports books that are legitimate and operating within a casino, but you couldn't bet on the games that were actually being played there for whatever reason. You couldn't bet on their sports book, but you can go to the game, obviously, and bet on your phone with a different sports book. And we'll see if the law does change there. But back to Eric the Actor. We saw there with that call, I mean, 3 foot tall, 85 pounds, and he's pitching away to Mr. Trump at the time, and who turns out to be the president of the United States. Time you think that you're too fat, too short, too skinny, or not white enough, all the negative things you may think about yourself, just remember, the actor was able to do it and overaccomplish pretty much most physical ailments that you would think that you have. He had it worse. The likes that I put down for Eric the Actor were big-breasted women, and these are not speculation. It had to actually come out of his mouth. And professional wrestling, that's pretty much known. Dislikes homosexual character roles. Eric refused to play a lot of different roles that involved anything that he didn't want to do, which, again, is not acting, but it's an amateur stance. Chuck Zito had the same stance. Chuck Zito said that he wouldn't play any type of role in the prison series Oz that had to do with homosexuality. And Eric the Actor and Chuck Zito had a very similar stance on what roles they would take and which ones they wouldn't. Masturbation techniques. This is one where I think had to do with Eric's physical disability as opposed to anything else. He would face down, rub into the mattress, and grind it with hands into his tissue. So Eric had described this a few times, but basically he's just grinding into a mattress. Artie once said that he would use this tech. He actually used Eric's technique when he stayed at a hotel and told Eric about it when Eric called in. So I never tried that technique of masturbation, but for Eric, it worked fine. And we'll see if anyone wants to try that technique. Call in, Stump the Guinea if you can. I probably won't get to all these calls because I need to get through this test show. It's a test podcast right here that will be edited down and hopefully into something that people want to hear, because I do want to memorialize Eric the Actor. I don't think that we have enough out there. There's plenty of content out there, but there's a whole underground community, because if you see the numbers that Eric the Actor's mixtapes still do to this day, are stronger really than ever. Eric wrote a song, and a lot of people don't remember that. The title was Our Two Hearts Will Prove Them Wrong. And that was written for his short-term girlfriend, Kendra Braden Giles. And he met her through one of the sites, and Johnny was hooking them up. And I don't know how strong that relationship really was. I always wanted Eric to be in some form of a real relationship. But like our big boy, there was some potential that it's just not going to happen. And it didn't. A few other topics before we move on. Celebrities spoken to directly or he met in person. Now there's another one where you can't walk, you're limited to a wheelchair, you're 3 foot tall, and he met or spoke to Donald Trump, Simon Cowell, Natalie Maines, Kurt Angle. Obviously Natalie Maines and Kurt Angle were there in studio. Diana DeGarmo, Jimmy Kimmel, Brandy Taylor. I put down here Ross Matthews. I have no clue who that is. There's a bunch of other people as well, obviously, because he was on a set. So he met more celebrities than probably all of us will meet in our lives. And it's something where it gives you inspiration for someone who, again, doesn't feel that they're physically or even mentally up to others and compete with others. Eric had a unique disposition on the radio, which Jimmy Kimmel mentioned a few times, that really drawed him in. Now, Kimmel's one of the huge, huge fans that loves Eric and really listens and knows about him. I hate people that say that you're a huge fan and then you don't know anything about the person. Obviously, Kimmel doesn't know more than me about Eric the actor, but I definitely do admire the fact that Jimmy does know more than most people. And Jimmy called in on the first show after Eric died.
Little pal Eric. I really did love Eric. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he was, everything about him fascinated me, and I don't think I was the only one. I really, you know, there are so many great, and I don't think Eric would have liked to be called a whack packer, but there are so many great ones. And something, I think the fact that Eric had no respect for you whatsoever.
Right.
Is what I liked best about him. Because you sit there and talk to this tiny little guy in a wheelchair, you know, and who lived with his parents and really didn't have a whole lot going on outside of watching wrestling and American Idol. And he would argue with you as if you were equals, and you would argue with him as if you were equals. And I guess you really were, because you both kind of took that position, and I just love that. I really do. I just,
Jimmy,
love
I think
that.
You summed it up for me, because you know, you're right. You think that a guy who had absolutely so little going on and really needed me for, you know, trips to the Bunny Ranch or what, or needed me for his fame fix, it didn't matter. What was so fascinating was he would just give me shit every single day and stand up to me.
But not only that, he'd give you advice.
But yeah.
That's what I love. He'd call you and give you advice.
And anybody else would have just, like, been begging me and kowtowing to me because I had this power to put him on the air. But it was precisely that he didn't give me that made him great.
I've been listening since the 90s, Howard, and he is, as he would say, the only normal caller that I would remember that fought so much with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
None of the other ones would fight some.
I mean, it really is terrible. I was trying to explain this to my parents yesterday, and they had no idea what I was talking about. But I really, yes. I had a lot of affection about, but I really, yes. I had a lot of affection for the guy, and I just can't. It's so sad that he's not gonna call in anymore. I mean, there were many times where he said he wouldn't call in anymore, and that was part of the fun. The longer it would go, when you knew he was going to finally break down and call in because he'd be offered a bit part on some show, and there were, he'd have some reason that he'd have to break his vow and call, and that was always such added in the negotiations with the balloons. And
Jimmy, do you remember, I think the greatest moment was Eric had banned himself from the show. He said, that's it, I'm never calling in again. And it had gone on for the longest time, like weeks, literally. We hadn't heard from Eric. And I remember sitting here on the air, I would be looking, how long did it last, Jan? 3 months?
3 months, I think.
3 months. So for 3 months, I hadn't heard from Eric, and I got really weirded out about it because, you know, I loved Eric's phone calls, and I thought, wow, maybe he's for real this time. Maybe we really lost him. I don't know. This sucks. But, of course, if I begged him to come back on, it wouldn't have been any good because then it just wouldn't work. It has to be Eric wanting to come back on.
So, and he was listening, too. He was texting me through that
whole
time.
Yeah, and it was driving Eric crazy. So finally, one day, we get a call from a guy named Derek.
Right.
Derek from Texas.
Derek from Texas, who started calling in, and of course it was Eric. He could not disguise his voice. He put on a little bit of an accent. And
now that he's gone, we can reveal the secret.
Yeah, and I,
who does that sound like? Our best friend, then not talking to us for a few weeks, and then having to play that person to get him back on the show. Or back onto camera. Very similar characteristics between Eric the actor and our big boy, High Pitch Eric. So, relating to what Howard was talking about there, there was a time where Johnny was able to convince, literally convince Eric that his Southern accent was strong enough that Howard would not realize that it was him. And that's just Johnny playing off and doing it great, that Eric is gullible enough to believe it and called in with that bit and eventually There's going to be a whole segment on just Derek from Texas, which will be interesting to hear the dynamic between the two. But Johnny played a huge role in elevating Eric with some bits, and I hate to break the bad news to everyone, but the hit was, the Mafia hit was completely set up. It's completely fake. Johnny had Eric made that call. It would have been great if it was real, and there was a time when I didn't realize it, but this show will definitely devote a complete show to debunking the myth that the Mafia hit was real. It was a completely fabricated bit by Johnny. Johnny was looking to get onto a show that he was doing. He needed some publicity. It was a Mafia-related show. Johnny had two things in mind to pitch to Howard. One, in order to get some promotion for the show that he did about the Mafia. And he came up with a bit that really people believe is real. That's why I don't put the Mafia hit in top five. And if anyone does, they don't truly understand Eric the Actor. I'm not even sure if Howard even gives a fuck or cared about it. He's got too much going on. I get that with the show. But for us that deviated off and Eric the Actor was more of a favorite for us, there's no way that you can ever really go back and say that that was Eric on the voicemail in an authentic form. He was reading what Johnny said, and when Eric was pissed, you knew it, and there was no way that he was mad and not reading on that call. So sorry to break the news to those who didn't realize already, but I do have a list, and that's what I want to probably conclude this podcast, if you call it that, of alternative nicknames. These were all used on the show. Eric the Annoying Midget, and remember that they would chop up Eric's voice, so all these would be played during the show. Eric the Annoying Motherfucker, Eric the Asswipe, Eric the Chicken Shit Midget, Eric the Child Molester, Eric the Complaining Midget, Eric the Creature, Eric the Dumbass Midget, Eric the Fag. Now, fag is a word that has been banned from the show, so you won't hear that word at all used. And I don't use it anymore either. Not that the weird thing is, if you actually have real gay friends, the first thing that they call each other are fags or gay or a homo. They have no problem. I guess it's like brothers using the N-word, but they have no problem with that word. And when people say things are faggy or gay, we know what they mean. It's not something that has any type of negative connotation when we're using it. I don't like to get too hung up on words, so you won't hear the word fag, but at one point they use Eric the Fag, Eric the Freak, Eric the Gay Actor, Eric the Gay Midget. There's a list of about 60 or 70. I'm going to release these eventually, but all of these were used by cut-ups in Eric's name. Finally today, when Eric first called into the show, September 19th, 2002, so September 19th, 2002, Eric calls in, and part of that original call, it's online somewhere. It's a call where he claims to be 3'5", 3'6". He's already lying about his height. I mean, but how many people, males and size, and lying about size, they do it. He did it on the initial call. He was pissed that Howard was talking shit about Kelly Clarkson. And there's a lot, there's probably overemphasis on Eric's love of American Idol. Yes, he loved Idol initially. He kind of faded away from it after Sanjaya and after that season. You didn't hear much from it, and he'll even admit to it. Now, this was a question that Javier at the 10-year trivia contest got wrong. Eric calls in and claims that he masturbates to a few people. And the first one, I've never even looked at this girl, Beverly Mitchell from Seventh Heaven. I just know that answer, but I don't know who she is. And also Britney Spears. So I think Javier had guessed, and I don't have this written down, but I think he guessed Pamela Anderson. And it wasn't Kelly Clarkson either. But I think he guessed Pamela Anderson and got that wrong. On the original show, we learned that Eric is 27 years old and that he's a virgin. And that was pretty much it. By the way, Eric started winning money straight away. Eric was the recipient of $500, compliments of the 70s show. Now, you motherfuckers think you know more about Eric the Actor than me. Sure, I'm just reading this now, but I don't think you do. And if you want to try and stump the guinea at any point during this series, you can. Call in, take a deep dive into any type of questions. I won't look up the answers when you give them. And if you do stump the guinea, I'll give you a prize. for, and I'll give you a prize from the, from Eric's old habitat. So relating back to Eric the actor and Eric the midget, they're both similar in their ways. They both pretty much confined to their living habitat, but both, believe it or not, both have accomplished an exceptional amount of nonsense, if you would, by actually, really the biggest thing is just asking. Most of us are afraid to ask for things, so, and most of us know not to ask for things, and that's why I love hanging out with Big Boy in public, because he just doesn't know not to ask certain things or know not to say certain things, and that makes for an entertaining time. Big Boy is refusing to call me, and because he doesn't want to give content. His word is content now. He loves saying the word content. He is talking to Kitty. Kitty may put up a ban. We may put up a team ban against Big Boy, and usually he reacts when we do and starts calling us. He believes he can control Kitty, but we know better than that. We are not about controlling Kitty, but we will have to put a ban on the Big Boy if he doesn't start participating. But who cares? Moving on to his replacement. Most likely, we're going to see the replacement announced by next week, because we either have to do it or end all the things. But I do want to finish up the Eric the Actor memorial segment, because it is important to me, and it's important to a lot of fans out there to hear Eric, to relive the great times that he did. And you have, whether you like Howard now or you don't, the character of Eric was made by Howard. Meaning, if you listen to Eric's private segments, they suck. I mean, they really suck. Except for his Twitter, where no matter what he did, he would be so gullible to react to whatever you said. If you said that you saw him skiing in Vail, Eric the Actor skiing in Vail, he will respond saying, "No, motherfucking jackass, I was not skiing in Vail." I mean, that's just, it was completely authentic, and he just got offended by anything you said that was virtually improbable. Even if you said that he built a time machine and went back in time, he would debate you. And that was the real beauty of it. But you got to give it to Howard. Without Howard, Eric the Actor would really be nothing. And same thing for High Pitch. Without me, High Pitch is fucking boring. I mean, he's absolutely boring. When he tries to attack me on a show, it just comes off so boring. It's fucking snooze fest. Now, I think that Medicated Pete show wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't bad compared to Gonzo and Eric. I mean, there's nothing against Gonzo. It's just a very, very boring character, and he's not even playing a bit. It was great. I loved Gonzo playing off of Eric the Actor. But in the individual role, don't see it happening. It's a snooze fest. And then with Eric, kind of a snooze fest too. But hey, Eric's got a sucker, not me anymore, paying his phone, his internet, and his cable. Fuck it. And paying him cash, hopefully, for doing a shitty show. I tip my cap to that Big Boy. I mean, again, Big Boy 1, me 0 in that competition. So we're going to end with a segment, and then I did have to do a stupid commercial. Now, I know it's not necessarily smart, and I apologize. I can't get to the rest of the calls today. It's just not going to happen. The way I have found out, there's a intermediary between the sponsor and Big Boy, and that intermediary goes through me. So generally I wouldn't handle this type of stuff, but they said that because of conflicting information given out during one of the shows, probably mostly all the fucking shows, that no longer is Motel 6 a direct sponsor. And direct sponsors pay a lot. And if you look at Eric's channel, he picked up a lot of sponsors. I didn't really notice the names of an Italian pasta manufacturer. There was a drug company, surprise, surprise. And then there was a Duracell battery. I don't know if people still use batteries anymore, but Duracell is another sponsor that Eric has. Not direct like these are, because they're coming in through this show.
This
directly.
Woman is laughing because she's listening to a hilarious audiobook on Audible. And this woman is laughing because she's pretending her boss's terrible story is funny. Experience the comedy, not your commute. Go to audible.com to start your free 30-day trial today.
As much as I don't want to talk shit about Audible, and I still don't believe that they're really going through and finding this out, I just think the commercial's bad. And I do have Audible. I guess I kind of like it. And, you know, you can decide for yourself. So, back to Eric the Actor. He actually had a few spots. I wrote them down throughout the time, and a few things that he wouldn't do, and some things that he would do, depending on how he perceived the role. And that was kind of the beauty of Eric, too, is that he never deviated from his fundamentals. He never sold out for the money, for certain, because he turned down, I mean, Johnny told me he turned down a $10,000 BZ ad, where all they had to do was dress up as a bumblebee. And, God, to make $10,000 for doing that is just ridiculous that he didn't do it. And it's also fucking amazing that he didn't do it. So I get that, too. So we'll leave you with the one of the few things where Eric would really harp on Howard in terms of his nose. And you heard Kimmel talk about how one of the reasons why he's respected is because he didn't call in it like a kiss ass. I heard yesterday on the show on Medicated Pete's how they were praising Balls as a caller. Oh my God, Balls is a fucking kiss ass. And he's not a bad person. I'm not talking about Balls personally. I'm talking about him calling, and he's got to be able to accept a professional critique. You kiss his ass, you call him with a pre-written question, and it's fucking boring as hell. And there's a level of putting Howard on this pedestal where he's not. He's another human being. The second you have a communication where you're automatically putting the person that you're communicating with on this pedestal, not as a strategy, but as just an everyday way of life, you're going to be boring to me. And Eric never did that. Now, most likely, most of the time, Eric didn't do that. Now, there were a few times where he had to come back crawling and kiss up to Howard. Maybe initially had some awe of Howard, but he still was feisty right from the beginning and really right towards the end. You can hear it in Eric's voice, the last few calls, and one of the segments will be towards the end. Really, the end will be how he's kind of tailed off a little bit. But for now, tomorrow we're going to do another live show, another segment on Eric the Actor. If any, and I apologize, I'm not going to be able to get to the rest of the calls today. The Thump the Guinea contest will continue. Come up with a good question. It's got to be a real question. I won't look it up, and you'll win a prize. I'm going to leave you with another segment from Eric, and I think we have to do one more commercial after that. Big Boy, I know you're listening, and I sort of miss you. You missed, we were sitting courtside, Big Boy. I know you couldn't eat anything, but literally right on the court for the Syracuse game, everyone was there except for you. So not really doing that to – I'm saying we missed you. It wasn't because you were sitting courtside and we were in the Delta Sky Club. We were hanging out in the locker room after the game and no Big Boy to be found. And then, you know, Jimmy wanted to say hi to you, Coach Boeheim. You weren't there. Julie, his wife, was there, smoking hot as usual. And I have some prank calls for when I pranked Syracuse's basketball coach when I was in law school. Instead of studying, guess what? I was pranking our coach. And really, his wife is out of his league. His second wife is out of his league, looks-wise, and I tell him that all the time. All right, so for today, we'll end it here. Hopefully, we'll be broadcasting all of the Gonzo Network. We'll pirate all of their videos for as long as we go. And same thing with Jeff. We're just going to take their content and put it right up on our channel. Why not? I don't care.
Hello?
Hello, you big-nosed jackass.
Huh?
What the fuck was the point of hanging up on me?
Who the fuck is this? Don't motherfucking be calling here no more, okay?
You rude-ass piece of shit.
You're a little bitch, okay? You have something to say? Say that shit to me.
Fuck you.
Not over the fucking phone, you stupid asshole.
You annoying sack of shit.
Hello?
Hello, you big nose jackass.
Shut up, look it. You keep calling here, I'm gonna come to wherever the fuck you are and kick your motherfucking ass. You
fuck
hear me?
You. Don't
damn
fucking
it,
hang
you
up on
asshole.
Me.
Don't fucking call here no goddamn more.
Wow. That's how.
I'm Hey, Gary.
Yeah.
It's Sal.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, listen, I don't know if you know this, but Eric the Midget just called me. He is really pissed at you. He said that he called you and you hung up on him.
No, he did not. He didn't call me.
All right, let me put him on the phone with you and you could talk to him about it.
Put him on the phone.
Hello, you big-nosed jackass.
Oh, shut up. You didn't call me, you piece of shit.
Don't fucking hang up on me.
I didn't hang up on you, you midget.
Don't you ever fucking do that again.
Tell me something, Eric the Midget. Are you in the wheelchair, you piece of shit?
Can you rude-ass piece of shit.
Can you walk?
Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you. Shut up.
You annoying sack of shit.
Goodbye, you fucking midget.
Wow. There you go, a little.
Yeah, nice little.
It always fascinates me that Gary thinks, you know, he's got it all over Eric the Midget because he can walk.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of evil.
Who would you rather be? Would you rather be Gary? This is a good question now. I'm going to put it around the room. Right. Everybody come up with a quick answer, not a long explanation. Right. Would you rather be, you have to choose one, Gary the Retard or Eric the Midget? All right, I'm going to go to we'll save Fred for last. I'll go to you, Robin.
That requires a lot of thought. I have never thought about
quickly
it
and quick answer.
Quick answer. I guess I'm going to be Gary.
Why?
Because Gary seems to be oblivious to a lot of his difficulties, and so they don't bother him.
Okay. Artie.
Gary the Retard.
Ooh.
And Fred?
The Midget.
Why the Midget?
The Midget at least has some intellect.
You want an intellect?
You might actually be able to. He's pretty bitter and he's pretty angry. But if he were to get past it, I think even Stephen Hawking has a hot chick. So if Stephen Hawking can get a hot chick, and he could easily get a hot chick. He's just got to get over himself.
You know what? I am going to be honest with you. You know I always have an opinion.
Yeah.
I am stumped by this one. I'm going to be honest with you.
You got to pick, though.
I'm having a hard time. I mean, all of a sudden I have to be one or the other. Now, the pro is that Gary the Retard, of course. And by the way, here I am breaking my own rule. I said, quick answer. And
yeah,
I don't have one.
You forced me. I was trying to think it through, but you forced me to pick.
All right, let's think it through. Gary the Retard has no awareness, as you say, of his own afflictions.
Yeah.
And he can walk and he's happy. And
he's pretty happy.
And he's attracted to anything that walks.
Yeah.
Eric the Midget is trapped in that body, but he's got a normal intelligence.
Like Gary's been out with us in Vegas and other events where he's actually had a fun time. You know, I don't think Eric could really get into the fun time.
I'm going with Gary the Retard. I had to think it through.
Yeah, I mean, Gary gets into a state of ecstasy.
Right.
When he's hanging around with you guys.
Well, like the old saying is, the worst thing to be would be physically debilitated, but smart enough to realize it. And I think that's what Eric is.
Yeah, Eric is sort of imprisoned in that body.
Yeah.
Well,
good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Gary.
This is Jack Mayoffer. I work for Albany Bell South.
What is it?
I'm a phone technician.
You are?
Don't be alarmed. Apparently the flu has gotten into the phone lines. We're trying to find the flu and get rid of it immediately.
Okay.
Now listen to me carefully. If the flu happens to call, disguise your voice.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi.
Yes, can I speak with Gary, please?
No, it's not Gary.
Who's this?
This is Melissa.
You sound kind of cute.
Yeah, I am kind of cute.
What do you look like?
I can't tell you on the telephone. And give it away.
Can you put Gary on the line? This is
Gary's not here.
God damn it, Gary, I know it's you. This is the flu.
No, it's not me. No, it's not me.
Do you start feeling sick yet, Gary?
No.
I'm getting you.
No,
you just coughed. I got you.
Hello?
Gary, it's Jack Mayhofer, the phone technician.
I changed my voice.
I know. Good, good. Listen to me. The thing is this. We almost got him. This is what I need you to do.
What?
When he calls back, say, shoo, shoo, no retarded flu.
Choo choo, no retarded blue.
Yeah, keep saying that over and over again.
Wait, oh well. Okay, bye. Hello?
Hello, could I speak with Gary, please?
No, this.
In other words, let's say a stripper goes in and in a week makes, I don't know, $2,000 in tips. This is cash money.
Do you get the tip money, too?
Yeah, he gets 50% of our entire income.
Wow.
How will you track that kind of income?
I think we got to leave that part of it alone, too.
Well, let Eric answer. I mean, he's the head of the president.
He's
of
the brains.
He is the brains, yes. Those are the red lines, Eric.
No offense, Eric, but how are you going to track that money?
I guess I would have to maybe have an accountant help out.
Right. So
well,
in other words,
the accountant can't be at the club watching the tips change.
No, that's what he's saying. You would have somebody, an accountant there that night. Let's say his job would be to watch how many tips came in to make sure to do an audit occasionally.
Right.
Well, isn't that attractive? You're trying to get a lap dance, and there's an accountant sitting next to you.
He's not going
to
sit right there, but in other words,
no, Eric, I got an accountant named Vinny that'll sit there with Eric.
Oh my goodness! Eric's watching you. The accountant's watching you.
Is that a lot of this stripping money is cash? And I don't know how he's going to track that, but all right, he seems to have some sort of plan.
But he's spending a lot.
I know a guy named Vinny that'll track the cash.
Yeah, but it costs a lot of money to hire an accountant, you know.
Well, Vinny ain't no accountant. He's a guy.
He's a guy.
Who could look at cash? He knows how to look at cash.
Now, Eric, would you be sending your model to people's...